Good morning here at Quiet Enum. It's Tuesday, September 15th. Another day. It's the second day after our retreat. During our retreat, we don't turn our computers on. We just started that. Because the computer demands so much time, it's so demanding, you forget about people. There should be some time when we're not just sitting in front of a computer. A computer is like a typewriter. It's a tool to be used to produce, not for entertainment. Whole family entertainment watching television. That's one good thing. It brings the family together even though they don't talk together. But a computer separates the family. Modern psychological study has told us that people who are facing a computer all the time experience depression, loneliness. The computer cannot love you back no matter what you love on the computer. So, follow our example. Take 2 days a week. Don't watch anything on the computer for entertainment. Use it as a tool to get your work done. That's a sadhana. And no, I'm not reading what I'm going to say next. I did read Merging with Shiva, lesson 156. But what I'm going to say next is just for you. It's between you and me, between us. I still want to convince you that you are a beautiful soul living on planet Earth. Unfortunately, and we don't know why this happened, we're living in a physical body, in an astral body. We have tools of emotions and intellect to deal with, either to use or to be used by them. But get that new identity that you are a untouched, untarnished, perfect soul, evolving on planet Earth, free from taint, free from tarnish. Your true nature is happiness. Your true nature is peace and infinite intelligence. This, of course, you learn on an inner path after proper initiations in the tradition of our great Sanatana Dharma. But you can realize right now that you are a soul living in a physical body, having the use of an intellect, having the use of emotions, not being controlled by them. So don't be controlled by your computer. Don't be controlled by what you see on television. Don't be controlled by anything but the direction that comes from your soul, that still small voice, that knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, will never, never, ever fail you. For it knows Dharma. Where did the great scriptures of our religion come from? The Vedas, the Upanishads? It came from the soul of great people. It came from Shiva, who created the soul of these great people. You are also a great person, and you can make a difference on this planet. Realize your true identity. It's not difficult. I'm not asking the impossible. I'm asking you to stand up, sit up, be free. Become a spiritual leader. Make others happy. Get your happiness from making others happy. Make others secure by feeling secure yourself. We'll talk more about this again tomorrow as we have darshan together.